fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday, the 22nd day of November, year of our Lord, 2016. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Prepper tip of the day, rather mundane, but very important. That would be spare parts. I've a number of times talked about spare parts for all your firearms, which, of course, is critical. Wouldn't it be a crying shame to have your $2,000 battle rifle become an 8-pound paperweight because you failed to purchase a $1 spring or a $2 firing pin? Wouldn't that be tragic? But the same thing applies to other things such as tractors, pickup trucks, pieces of equipment that you need, chainsaws. You need lots of chains for your chainsaws, by the way. Spare parts. The knowledge and the tools to replace the parts that are broken so that you can keep critical tools, firearms, trucks, pickup trucks, tractors in operating condition. So that's your prepper tip of the day, is to get the spare parts, get the tools, and get the knowledge to keep all your critical tools and pieces of equipment functional and ready to go when you need them. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Randall Terry. Randall Terry is the gentleman who's taken the time, made the effort to produce an outstanding educational DVD series titled What Would Muhammad Do? Good morning, Randall.
Good morning, John. Good to be with you again, sir.
Yes, sir. Well, we're coming up on the holiday season when many people have discretionary time above and beyond what they normally do, especially between Christmas and New Year's. What a great time to take a few hours with yourself and your family to educate yourself about the true nature of Islam using your DVD set, wouldn't it be, sir?
I think so. I think so. There'll be things there that they'll learn that they've never, ever, ever learned before. And we'll equip them to be safe, to be ready, to be vigilant, and to help with, to help move public opinion and to help move public policy, because that's right. The end. That's right. What this is about, public policy.
And there's two sides to this. Randall, I listen to National Public Radio as a form of opposition research. On this morning's show, the reporter was in an automobile with four or five giggling Somalis, teenage girls, who were giggling and talking about boys and music. The whole point of this being to put a happy face on Muslim refugees being in this country. And they leave out the fact, and it is a fact, that even the FBI has said they cannot properly vet the Syrian refugees coming to this country. I don't need any more evidence that it can't be done. When the FBI says that's a demonstrable fact, I accept it as being true. And we are, in fact, in a cultural war, aren't we, sir?
We are. For those who just joined us, I spent a good bit of time and effort to go back to a military school and get my my master's degree in diplomacy and international terrorism. The bulk of my research for my various theses was in Islamic terrorism. And I learned something. I'm going to tell you that this is an interesting fact. So we took this research, and over a two-year span, we created a four-DVD set called What Would Muhammad Do? Islamic Terrorism Explained. So what we show in this is that Muslim terrorists have not hijacked the peaceful religion of Islam. They are following the example of the founder of Islam, Muhammad. And if Muhammad were alive today doing what he did in the early 7th century, he would be hunted by Interpol. He would be hunted by most governments in the world as a terrorist. So we put this research together showing one event after another in Muhammad's life and then the corresponding events in Islam today, Islamic terrorism. And just one example of many is that Muhammad had multiple sex slaves of his own, women who were held in bondage as his sexual slaves. So that's why Muslim terrorists kidnap these little girls in Nigeria or in Syria or Iraq and then sell them as sex slaves or hold them as sex slaves, because that's what Muhammad did. So when we hear about these little girls laughing and giggling on NPR, you know, two things come to mind. One, either they don't know of what Muhammad did, which is the most likely scenario because of their age and their gender. And two, that many imams and Muslim leaders will deliberately hide the truth of Muhammad's wretched character from Muslims until they feel that they're ready, that they can handle it. Or some of those who are more cowardly and less honest will say, well, yes, that was then, but times have changed, and that's not what Islam is all about today, which is a total fraud. You can't have it both ways. If Muhammad was the true prophet of God, and he was following the will of Allah, then what he did was right. And you don't change what's right. So these little girls being at NPR and giggling and telling their story is, you called it right, it is opposition research to listen to that, but it is manipulative to the nth degree on NPR's part. And it's also possible, as much as I hate to say this, that the poor soul, the fool, who did that interview with NPR, really believes that Islam is a religion of peace and has just drank the Kool-Aid.
Right.
And so they're going out to bolster the lie, like, certain members of the Clinton family, let's say.
Right,
or the Clinton establishment who further the lie that Bill is not a serial abuser of women and that Hillary is an honest woman.
Well, I believe at the level of NPR, at management, they are engaged in intentional deception to achieve certain goals. I don't believe there's anything that's happening spontaneously or inadvertently. It's all by design. All by design. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to...
Welcome back, yourself, but you know what? You could be... Wait, you're going to put a plug in for the DVD series. Hold on, I got to let you do that.
Of course I am.
Well, everyone, you need to hear this, because you've got to get this DVD series. Hey, you know who I talked to? I'll put in one little plug before you do.
Okay.
You ever heard of Political Islam? The website Political Islam?
Oh, the website. No, I have not. No, sir.
The gentleman is from Nashville, and he is one of the foremost authorities on Islam today and has written 15 books. He spoke to me last week after you and I did our interview, and he said, Randall, this is the best video production on Islam that has ever been produced in the world anywhere. So I felt really blessed. I felt really proud, because coming from him, it really meant something. So when your friends and your listeners get this series, they're getting the best. They just are.
Right.
So go
right.
ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, at my website, thelibertyman.com, you scroll down the left side, you'll see a sword, and the script says, "What would Muhammad do?" Click on there. You get to watch the first 25-minute segment at no charge. When you make your purchase of the DVD set, here's what you get. You get the original 10 25-minute segments plus another 10 25-minute segments, approximately 250 minutes of very great educational material, very professionally shot and edited. You know, Randall, there's so much amateur stuff on YouTube, especially, that people sitting in their kitchen with dishes in the background attempting to educate us, as opposed to someone who's taken the time to do a professional job like yourself. It's really refreshing to see a professional video with high-quality audio and high-quality graphics. And that's what you're getting here, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting the real deal from somebody who's taken the time and made the effort to do something that could be shown on network TV with no reservation whatsoever, couldn't it, Randall?
Yes, we produced this series with Discovery Channel, History Channel, PBS in mind. There's an original music score. There's original art from artists all over the world. There's close to 100 pieces of new art. There's voice actors. We spent a small fortune doing this in such a way that it is easy to watch, it's entertaining, and there's no part of it that you're ever embarrassed or thinking, wow, that was really stupid. it's just top-notch. It cost us, you know, a lot of time and a lot of money. So that's why we're confident that when someone gets it, they're going to want to order multiple copies. And that's what's happening now. We've shipped out over 2,500 sets to people who pre-ordered them. And now we're getting, because it's only been out for about 10 days, and now we're getting the people who are reordering already, saying, this is incredible, I want you to send me this one, or send here's four addresses, send these four people a copy of
it. Right. Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. That does not surprise me at all, Randall. These churches, these pastors need to be getting sets of these DVDs. Every church in America should have this set of DVDs, in my opinion. And many of these churches on Wednesday nights, that's when they do presentations like this at their Wednesday night meeting, or maybe Sunday evening, depending on the church, or Saturday evening. They need to be showing these DVDs incrementally. I mean, obviously, you're not going to go through 250 minutes in one setting, but incrementally showing these to the members of the church, so they can be educated as to the true nature of what we're facing. And we'll be facing this for at least a generation, if not more, won't we, Randall?
We will. You know, since its dawn, Islam has been spread by the sword. Islam would have died with Muhammad if it was not for the fact that Muhammad authorized his men to murder, to enslave, or to convert with the sword. And then after people convert, he allowed them to use the sword to force people to stay in Islam. Because what happened was a lot of people who became Muslims in Muhammad's day, after he died, they thought, you know, we regret this. One former Christian said, this is an evil religion. They don't value life. They don't value property. They kill people on the highway. You know, my mistake was leaving Christianity. I'm going back to being a Christian. They were immediately butchered. For saying, no, I made a mistake and I'm going back to Christ. So all of that is in this series. What people need to know, and I know that you've seen it, John, so you can bear me witness, but
absolutely,
there's no redundancy here. We did 20 episodes. 10 of them are highly produced, and then 10 of them are like an extras reel. But even the extras reel is better than anything that's out there. We did this without redundancy. There's not repetition. This is line upon line, precept upon precept about Islam and Islamic terrorism and the life of Muhammad, showing that he indeed did authorize the assassination of people who mocked him, for example. Over and over again, he called for people to be murdered. And their only crime was that they disagreed with him. And that's what we're dealing with here. That's why a Muslim lone wolf thinks that he's doing Allah a service or Muhammad a service, because he's reading this literature that we did all this research on and saying, oh, this is what a good Muslim does. He goes and cuts the head off of somebody who mocks Muhammad. And I mean, I've had multiple death threats because of doing this series.
I bet you have. But from the religion of peace, death threats, right? Is there some kind of intellectual disconnect that people who believe they're part of the religion of peace can threaten someone with death because they draw a cartoon of Muhammad? I mean, why isn't there an intellectual disconnect? What's going on?
Yeah, I have to tell you that ISIS recently released, you know, ISIS, Islamic State, the terrorist group, they have a really, really fancy magazine that they release periodically, about once every 2 months or so. It's called Tabiq. And in their magazine, Tabiq, they wrote a lengthy article saying, look, people, Islam is not a religion of peace. Knock it off. Don't lie. It's a religion of the sword. And only a heretic would argue that Islam was a religion of peace. So they know how Muhammad spread Islam, and they know that they're doing what Muhammad did, and they know that Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a religion of the sword. And that's what they say in the article. Look, Islam is a religion of the sword. Stop lying. That's what they say to Muslims and to non-Muslims who say that Islam is a religion of peace. The word Islam means surrender or submission. So it doesn't mean peace. There's some people that I've heard say that, oh, Islam means peace. I think, what are you, mental? Are you retarded? Doesn't mean that.
So if you remove the crucifix from the front of your church as a sign of wanting to make nice with the Muslims, they look at that as you being submissive to them, don't they?
Correct. That is Islamic law, that you cannot have a public display of a crucifix. You also cannot have a public reading of the gospel. You cannot have a public reading of the Old Testament. That's all Sharia law. And you cannot publicly preach the gospel. So if you're a Christian trying to evangelize Muslims in a Muslim country, that's a crime. It's a criminal act.
Except under
all of this is in the DVD series. And I think the part of this that's most valuable, so anyone who's listening who wants to be a part of changing the dynamic that's happening in America, we give you the references. This is not just, you know, Randall Terry on the TV screen talking, what would Muhammad do?
Right.
Well, I think he would do this. No. I'm quoting Muhammad. I'm quoting his best biographers. I'm quoting the Muslims' most trusted sacred literature so that people can see for themselves, this is in fact what Muhammad said. This is in fact what he did. And this is what we're facing.
Absolutely. Here's our break. Stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was talking to Wes Peters the other day. He said, John, you need to go to our website at Swiss America and check out all the special reports. So let's do that right now. I'm at my website, thelibertyman.com. Go to the tile right below me on the motorcycle, click on Swiss America, and you're there at the website. Go to News and Views, and then scroll down to Special Reports. When you do that, you'll find 22 reports waiting for you to read them. It's a great education on gold coins, silver coins, and economics. After you're done, it's probably time to go ahead and contact Wes Peters. Wes is a great guy. He'll help you out and help you achieve your goals. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. And then contact Wes Peters. Thank you very much. All right, we are back with John Terry Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of November, visiting with Mr. Randall Terry. Yes, we're talking about the excellent DVD series, What Would Muhammad Do?, available for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Click on that sword there that says, What Would Muhammad Do?. Watch the first 25-minute segment. You'll be hooked, just like I was. It's an education. It's a equivalent of probably at least one, maybe two semesters of college if you were studying this on your own, isn't it, Randall?
Thank you for saying that, John. We tried to do it in such a way that it was so heavily footnoted that it was literally like you were in a college course. And one of the people I talked to said, you are selling this way, way, way too cheap. He said, you should be selling this. It's four DVDs. He said, it should at least be $75. And I said, I don't think the market can bear it. He said, but I'm telling you, the information there is worth a fortune. And, you know, the research alone, I've spent years of my life reading, poring over Islamic literature over and over again. I spent thousands of dollars buying material so that I could make this presentation, or going to the military school, Norwich University, to get my master's degree, to study this thoroughly. So I can confidently tell you, based upon my years of research and knowing what is out there, that if someone gets this four DVD set, this is over 8 hours of material, it is like a college course in Islam, in Islamic terrorism.
It is, absolutely. It is. So this is your opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. So,
what's the website that they go to get this?
The website is thelibertyman.com. My regular listeners visit my website all the time, but with radio, we always got new people. Thelibertyman.com. And it's something that's not optional, in my opinion. We need to know the true threat, the true nature of our enemy. As General Sun Tzu said more than 2,000 years ago, it's not optional. You need to study your enemy and know your enemy. Otherwise, well, you're just going to lose. We'll lose the culture war. We'll lose our heritage. We'll lose our lives, won't we, Randall?
Well, some people would to hear you and I talk like that and say, oh, this is alarmist. This is craziness. To which I would say, really? Have you ever heard of Turkey? Have you ever heard of the city called Istanbul? And they'll say, oh, yeah, of course. Well, Istanbul used to be called Constantinople and was the cradle of Christianity. And now it holds the Islamic religion.
And more recently than that, that brutal, barbaric invasion of Constantinople, we have what the Turks did to the Christians in World War One, which they're still they're trying to conceal the murder of a million Armenians.
Over 1 million Christians, Armenian Christians, were slaughtered by the Turks, the Muslims, before, during, and after World War One. So, this, you know, is Islam an existential threat to Christianity? Does it actually threaten the existence of Christianity? And the answer is, of course it does. All you have to do is go to the Middle East. Remember, the Middle East was the first place that converted. I've walked among the ruins at Ephesus, you know, the Book of Ephesians.
Right.
I've seen the churches that lie in ruins. I've been to Hagia Sophia that used to be the greatest church in the world, the largest church in the world for nearly 1,000 years. And the Muslim hordes rode in chariots, killed all the priests, raped the nuns, killed the bishops, killed every man, woman, and child that was in there. The place was covered with blood. They didn't offer any sanctuary, and then they turned it into a mosque. That's Islam. That's not a one-off. That's not something odd or unusual. That is Islam. So people need to get this series. And what we, you know, what we'll end up doing, John, is we're gonna start sending sets, multiple sets. Your IT guy and my guy have to talk today about people being able to order multiple sets so that they can distribute them.
We'll
give people
happen.
A big discount. Yeah, we'll
make
give them
happen.
A big discount.
We have a break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party property and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. Gift-giving season, I say that twice. Gift-giving season is upon us. If you have a sibling, an adult child, a parent, somebody who is not getting a great night's sleep, somebody who has arthritis pain, low back pain, maybe all of the above, what a great gift the energy cleaner would make. I'm starting to get these orders. I recognize when I come in when the bill-to address is different than the ship-to address. The energy cleaner is a healing device that will help people get a great night's sleep, wake up pain-free. Check it out at my website, thelibertyman.com. I have a toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Be sure and check out the factory-made mattress pads. And don't forget, if the budget's tight, PayPal now takes payments. How about that? Everything, all the details are at my website, for the mattress pads and energy cleaner at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Mr. Randall Terry. Randall is the producer of the excellent DVD series, What Would Muhammad Do? Now, you have your choice. You can purchase the online version, which is just the 10 original 25-minute segments. If you buy hard copy, the DVD, you get basically twice as much material, don't you, Randall?
It is a little bit more than twice as much material. It's just not, there's not like the music bed under it. What happened was, everyone is familiar with these scenes. So we did the 10 episodes and highly produced with original art from all over the world, voice actors from around the world, animation, original music, just incredible production value. And then we looked around, we were all done, and we had so much material that we cut out. I said, I'm not going to have all this research just sit there. I'm not going to do it. So we went ahead and literally shot another 10 episodes in our studio with me in front of the camera and then with the graphics of what I'm discussing coming up. So the extras reel has stuff like the five pillars of Islam, Muhammad's night flight. Most people don't know that part of the Islamic religion is that Muhammad allegedly was taken on a horse named Burak. Our current president is named after a flying horse that allegedly took Muhammad from Mecca to Jerusalem and then took him up to heaven to meet various prophets and then meet God himself. So we go into great detail on that. We have a chapter on lone wolves. A segment. We have a segment on Muslim constitutions. If you want to see oppression in Sharia law, you have to look at the constitutions of Muslim nations. So we have an entire episode just on Muslim constitutions. Then we have an entire episode on Muhammad and his words and his thoughts about Jesus Christ, which is really interesting. That one episode is worth the cost of all four DVDs.
I find it ironic, Randall, that the best place to be a Christian in the Middle East was Iraq under the reign of Saddam Hussein. Better than Israel, far better than Saudi Arabia, where Christians would openly practice a religion. In fact, the third man in charge of the entire country was a Christian. I find it very ironic, don't you, sir?
I do. I mean, Saddam Hussein was clearly not devout. He was a murderer. He was violent to women. But the Christian minority in Iraq was protected during his reign. Tariq Aziz is who you're referring to. Tariq Aziz was his foreign diplomat, the number three man in the government, who was a Christian.
We had an Iraqi soldier, former Iraqi soldier, become member of my Baptist church in St. Louis, and he says, John, my job was to work in the NCO club system. Like most modern armies, they have a club system where they have restaurants for the soldiers. He says, John, Saddam never put Muslims in charge of anything to do with money. If it was something to do with money, he always put a Christian in charge. That's what he told me.
That's funny. That's interesting. Well, that just meant he didn't trust them. And they're
obviously,
you know,
he didn't.
Yeah.
Well, Saddam, the Wahhabis and the Imams all over the world hated Saddam because he didn't go along with all this Wahhabi stuff and the violent Islam. And he gave Christians positions of trust and respect within his government. And ISIS didn't have a chance in Iraq when Saddam was there. No, Saddam was a tough guy. He was a murderer. He was all those things. But he treated Christians with
We wasted our blood and treasure on the wrong I country. We should never have gone into Iraq. We should have gone into Iran. Iraq never posed a threat to the world. They posed a threat to Israel at one point, but Iran poses a threat to the world. They pose not just a threat to Israel, they pose a threat to us. We wasted the war because there's no stomach now for another war of that size. And we are going to have to deal with the fact that Iran will have nuclear weapons because of Obama's policy. So, and the truth is that different reports have come out that the Jews on more than one occasion were prepared to take out some or all of Iran's nuclear capability the way they did with Iraq under Menachem Begin in 1981. And the U.S. government said, if you do it, we're going to stop you.
Well.
So our current government's policy has made us less safe and emboldened our enemies and made them put us all in great danger, and has made Iran, which is made up, by the way, almost exclusively of Shiite Muslims. So the television series, What Would Muhammad Do?, has a lengthy episode on the Sunni-Shiite split, when it happened, how it happened, why it happened, and what it means for everyone today. And it's very interesting. Most people do not know the difference between a Sunni and a Shiite, or, and why they even exist. So we cover that material in one of the extras shows.
That's great. Aunt Randall, we got a caller on hold here. We got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. Good morning, John. Good morning, Randall. Hi. Fascinating stuff. I hope your stuff gets wide exposure, very wide exposure. I'll have to get the DVD set myself, but I don't know when I'll find time to view it. But I certainly think my parents would be very interested. I was with some
Watch it in 20-minute increments. Don't sit down and try and watch it all at once. Watch an episode here, an episode there. I guarantee you're watching something on television for 20 minutes.
It sounds like, oh no, it's amazing. I think there's a lot of information in there. First of all, about the word peace, this religion of peace, I'm a very wordy guy, like etymology. And words can often tell us so many things. When Muslims speak of peace in Sharia law, or even when the globalists speak of peace, their definition of peace is the absence of opposition, which is typically our definition of peace, but that's what they mean. If you stop opposing us in any way, shape, and form, and don't disagree with us, we'll have peace. You know,
interesting that you should say that. I'll make a point, then I'll give it back to you. St. Augustine said that the reason that a man goes to war is to obtain peace. He said even a tyrant at the end wants peace. He just wants his will obeyed in all matters. And that is the spirit of Islam. We can have peace as long as we do what they tell us. But that doesn't sound like peace as much as it sounds like slavery. So back to you.
That's the same thing as the liberal social justice warriors. As long as we tolerate anything they want, then we'll have a tolerant society. But they don't have to tolerate disagreement or what we think. You know, same manipulation.
Yes.
Our Lord
Jesus said, "I did not come to bring peace. I came to bring a sword." In other words, Jesus, who is the Lamb of God and the Prince of Peace, understood that the ethical conflict that would occur because some people followed him and his laws and other people opposed him and his laws, that it would in fact lead to conflict. Whether it's verbal conflict, political conflict, or even military conflict. So we've got to stop this notion that we're all here to sing Kumbaya and get along with everybody. I listened to a poll yesterday that said 20% of Americans think that we're unified. And I think, who are these people? Where do they live? What planet are they on? That we're, one in five people walks around thinking we're all getting along great. Everything's wonderful.
which brings me to another one of my etymological points about the word religion. We might have a tendency to, if we like a word, or if we think a word is positively connoted, we might have a tendency to erroneously ascribe touchy-feely or positive aspects to that word when it may not necessarily be so.
And for example, I was speaking to a woman who is a mother, and they were talking about childbirth, and talked about the pain associated with natural childbirth versus having an epidural anesthesia. And she said, "Oh, that pain isn't natural. You know, they call it natural childbirth." But I'm like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa! Yes, it most certainly is natural. It may not be pleasant. You may not like it, but it is still very much part of nature." You know, when a lion sinks its teeth into a wildebeest, it's painful and undesirable to the wildebeest, but it is still very much a natural process. And that's what, and was to make this point about the word religion. Islam is most certainly a religion. We have some people saying it's not a religion. This, people are projecting their touchy-feely, warm, fuzzy ideas onto the word religion because they associate, like, with, you know, the warmth and the emphasis on love and forgiveness and grace and mercy associated specifically with Christianity to the word religion. And you can get away with a benevolent definition of religion, maybe if you talk about Buddhism or Taoism or something like that. But Islam is very much a religion in that it speaks of, for what the word religion means, relenge, it means to, you know, relink or to gather together, gather across, in the sense of a harvest. And so Islam is very much a religion. It speaks of a deity, it speaks of things unseen, it has doctrines, it has scriptures, and the mere fact that people don't like what it says, I mean, Luciferianism is a religion. Satanism is a religion. And unfortunately, Islam is a religion. It also, which seeks political power, you know, but certainly the Vatican's no stranger to that. So whether we like it or not, it does certainly qualify as a religion, you know. But it's not, just because you don't like the morals of the deity or the founders, doesn't mean it's not a religion.
Yes, it is a religion. Some people say, well, they're, you know, it's not a religion. Yes, it is. Or people say, well, they worship Satan and it's not really God. And I say, hold on. The word for Allah, or the word for God in Arabic, is the word Allah. And if you read the Gospel of St. John, you would read the word Allah in chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Allah, and the Word was Allah. So it's just Arabic for God. They have heretical view of God. They have a heretical view of God. And one of the things we do in this series, What Would Muhammad Do? Islamic Terrorism Explained, is we compare the Bible with the Quran and the Quran with the Bible. And it's one of the most fascinating things because in the West, we read the Bible a little or a lot. And Muhammad took a few of the Bible stories and corrupted them and put them in the Quran. And then it's just, you have to remember that the Bible came over multiple centuries through dozens of writers, human agents. The Quran came from the mind of one man in a 20-year span in a little pocket of Arabia. And the man was illiterate. Muhammad, admission, could not read and write. And so we're supposed to believe that this book, this chaotic, pell-mell book, the Quran, is the word of God. It's absurd. It's, when you look
at
the passages.
He purchased seed texts from Hebrew rabbis who mocked him and held them in derision.
Well, he stole them, but...
yeah, exactly.
Muhammad could not read and write. So he had a fairly decent memory. Because the Quran, all right, I'll tell you something. This is of great interest. The Quran was not codified until nearly 20 years after Muhammad's death.
Right.
When Muhammad died, the Quran was not written down in a book form. It was committed to memory by a group of people, because that's what Muhammad did. He had it committed to memory. And he had a few people who would write down some verses on stones or on pieces of bark or on the leaves of various trees. And when he died, there was a battle where a lot of the people who had memorized the Quran were killed. And Abu Bakr and Umar, the first two caliphs, had a long discussion and a long debate over whether or not they should try and gather all of the elements of the Quran and put them under one cover. And ultimately, the ideas to do it prevailed, and they had some of them had a some of them said there was 112 chapters. Some said 113. Some said 114. Some said 115. And so, under the third caliph, Uthman decided the order of the Quran, the order of the chapters, and demanded that all other copies of the Quran be given to him, and he burned them. And so he said, this is the Quran. Now, the very thought of it is so asinine that we're to believe that the Quran that we have in Arabic today is a perfect, without flaw, a perfect replica of the Quran that is in heaven. Okay? Right. Muslims believe that in heaven there is a Quran, and it's written in Arabic, and that the copy that they have in Arabic today is a perfect mirror image of the Quran that is in heaven. Now, this is after it was sitting in a case in a bedroom for 10 years on the written on.
Hold on, Randall. Seed. Hold on. We have our last break. Stay tuned. Okay. We'll be right back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
All right. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 22nd of November, visiting with Randall Terry. We're talking about the excellent DVD set, What Would Muhammad Do? Go to my website, libertyman.com. Scroll down to the left side. You see that sword there? Click on that sword where it says, What Would Muhammad Do? You get to watch the first 25-minute segment at no charge. And you will be wanting this entire DVD set really bad after you see it first 25 minutes. Won't you, Randall?
It's called an episode. Yeah, they will, John. I've had multiple people write me, you know, now that we've got our first 2,500 out, 2,500 sets of four DVDs, we're getting people reordering. And people telling me again and again that this is the best thing that they've ever seen, and they can't wait to give it to this friend or that friend or their pastor or whoever. So,
Randall,
I'm very honored. Oh yeah, get you. I'm here.
You mentioned price. If somebody orders your set and they want to sweeten the pot a little by adding a little extra donation in, can they do that?
Yeah. Again, if you can figure out a way, we will. If somebody wants four sets, not one but four, we'll do it for $100 because they're $35 a set. But if someone wants four sets, we'll do it 100, and then they can distribute them. And again, people, this is four DVDs. It's four DVDs worth of material. Each DVD, it's an episodic documentary. Think Ken Burns. Think public broadcasting, where you have a documentary that stretches over multiple nights.
But if I want to support you, if I want to support your work, can I just tack an extra $30 onto the order and have it go into the kitty for you?
I don't know how John's system works, but I think so.
Well, we have to have our IT guys to communicate to make that happen. There's a way to make it happen, Glenn, and we'll work on that. And we do thank you for your call, Glenn.
Or get yourself a PayPal or something like that. One last thing I just want to say. Americans of all stripes, secular, religious, whatever, we need to learn about Islam in the spirit of Sun Tzu, know your enemy. People don't realize what a mortal enemy this is. Americans need to learn about Islam, and your set sounds like a great way to do it.
Okay.
So I really hope you get an overwhelming success. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate your kind words and your support. Thank you.
Randall, we're almost out of time here. I want to thank you for being with us. So we're going to be doing this every Tuesday morning as long as we can to get the word out on this very important message, this very important DVD set, so people can educate themselves, their friends, their family, the people they go to church with, about the true nature of this violent, bizarre, barbaric religion called Islam.
And the impact of their policy. So when people watch it, they're going to say, oh, my goodness, well, what about immigration? Oh, my goodness, what about the mosque that they're building in the town next to me? And that's the point of this. Ultimately, this is not just so that we can have knowledge. It's so that we can defend ourselves and we can evangelize Muslims. There are people that are getting this to give it to Muslims who don't know their own religion.
No.
And that's
no.
What I've been told repeatedly is that in Muslim countries where there are evangelists, the first thing they do is teach them about Islam so that the people reject it because it's so violent.
That's right. Randall, thank you. We'll have you back next Tuesday. Appreciate it, sir.
My pleasure. Good to be with you, John.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Leon Green. Stay tuned.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.